funeral service has been held for a five-year-old girl who was killed after a BHP tailings dam burst in Brazil late last week. Her body was pulled from mud and debris in a village devastated by a wave of mud and mining waste that tore through the town. BHP Billiton CEO Andrew McKenzie has been touring the devastated mining region. He offered profound sympathies to the family, friends and loved ones of the people who died in the incident, and the company's pledged to create an emergency fund for rebuilding works and to help affected families and communities. But one analyst has told AM that BHP's Brazilian operation is just one of a number of mines that will now be put under the microscope for potential safety breaches. Here's finance reporter David Taylor.
Four people are now confirmed dead and 25 more are still missing following last week's mine dam disaster in Brazil. Emanuele Fernandez is among the victims. Firefighters pulled her body from the mud and rubble in the village of Bento Rodrigues. The girl's aunt described these past few days as a horrible dream.
This is a nightmare. I never thought we would have to live through anything like this.
The Fernandez family is currently living in a hotel in Mariana, used as a shelter for dozens of families who lost their homes to the massive wave of mud.
We are homeless and that my five-year-old daughter was a great friend of hers and she was always playing in my house. Now I have to tell her that Manu is in heaven, but it's very hard.
BHP Billiton's chief executive, Andrew McKenzie, is now on the ground in Bento Rodrigues, assessing the damage. He's been praised for his quick response to the tragedy, but large swathes of investors have now turned their back on the miner. BHP Billiton's share price is down 37% on a year ago. Martin Lakos is a division director at Macquarie Private Wealth.
It would certainly appear that the share price has been sold down very heavily, not so much on the earnings impact, although obviously there's a factor of that, but what is still yet unknown is the total cost of the damage repair, and we obviously aren't currently informed of what areas or levels of insurance have been taken out and what the total cost of the assessment of the total cost to BHP and Vale. That's probably too early to tell.
Other market watchers are more scathing of BHP's position.
This couldn't have come at a worse time.
That's financial analyst Henry Jennings. The cost of remediation of the Samarco tailings dam has been estimated at more than $1 billion by Deutsche Bank. But no one actually knows the real cost.
This is just adding to their woes. The problem they've got is to contain the disaster, and then I guess for the market's peace of mind is to put some sort of quantifiable amount on the disaster as well.
But according to one independent analyst, that could prove difficult.
It may well be that there's other tailings dams that they have that aren't up to scratch and require substantial and expensive remediation and structural integrity work.
Environmental researcher Bob Burton says BHP may now have to check the structural integrity of all of its tailings dams right across the globe.
Just about at every mining operation, there's problems that most investors don't know about, and once companies or management or even insurance companies take a more detailed look, they find that there's some skeletons in the problem.
While not on the same scale, BHP's Brazilian mine disaster has already been compared to BP's Deepwater Horizon oil spill in 2010.
And that's David Taylor reporting.